Excitement ran high outside the debate venue on the Ankeny campus of Des Moines Area Community College. James Stouch of West Des Moines had this advice for the Democratic challenger.
Just talk about the issues that you believe in strongly, and he has quite a few.
So does Governor Reynolds, and the 60-minute debate covered education, the economy, taxes, and health care, after first a general assessment of how the state is doing. Under her administration, Reynolds said Iowa is enjoying low unemployment, growing wages, and a recent Iowa Business Council assessment that the economy is the best it's been in the last 10 years.
U.S. News and World Report says we're number one, but I say we're just getting started.
Not surprisingly, Fred Hubble cited a different statistic, a recent survey showing as many as 40% of Iowans struggle to meet basic needs.
Because our wages are low and our incomes are stagnant. For Governor Reynolds, it's more of the same.
And one of the testiest exchanges came on health care policy, specifically Iowa's privatized Medicaid program. Hubble said the state's most vulnerable residents are suffering from the change, and the new system is costing more, not less. Reynolds came back hard.
Per member costs are going up before, more now than they were before.
No, it's...
And you're promising more of the same. If I'm in Medicaid privatization today, I'm quite worried listening to you.
And you're telling everybody what they want to hear and not talking about how you're going
to
fund the system moving forward.
You have
no details or no answers about how you're going
to
fund a system. We have 2 years of experience.
Reynolds came down even harder on her opponent for his failure to release full tax returns.
Why don't you release your tax statements so Iowans can see maybe what you're hiding or what you're embarrassed of?
We released the tax information with our total income, our deductions, our charitable contributions and taxes paid. We've released all of our sources of income and our financial disclosure statement. All the information is out there.
Your party is saying that they don't know why you're not releasing your tax returns. I would say to...
Please.
You know, I think the governor is questioning my motivation to run for governor. It's never been about the money.
Candidates were asked about declining aid for Iowa's Regents universities. Reynolds downplayed the cuts she approved this year and pointed instead to 10% cuts to education in the Culver administration. Hubble said there would be more money for the universities if the state would quit giving money away to wealthy companies like Apple. Both candidates declined to say what specific policies they might promote on abortion and gun control. The two candidates are locked in a tight race. Drake University political science professor Dennis Goldford questioned what effect the debate would have, but he gave Governor Reynolds a slight edge in Wednesday night's event for her preparation, her aggressiveness, and her comfort with reciting aspects of state government.
Well, while Governor Reynolds, in her ads, is running as everybody's kid sister, the kid sister knows how to use a baseball bat and a knife. She was very well prepared, very well rehearsed, very aggressive.
Goldford said Hubble made his strongest point when he said he's not running for governor for the money.
And he could fashion, I think, a more focused campaign message around that.
A campaign aide said he wasn't aware of when Reynolds had participated in a debate before Wednesday, while Hubble had the Democratic primary debates under his belt. The candidates meet again next Wednesday in Sioux City. In Ankeny, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.